that our lives are impacted and changed. We have the privilege to bring to you the Word of God as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Wale Olaseji. Sit back, relax, and be blessed as you listen. God bless you.
Let's bow our hearts to pray. Father, we thank you. We honor you this morning. Receive our praise in the name of Jesus. We thank you for what you are doing in our lives. Only you could have done them. And this morning we're asking that you will speak to us. You will bless us. Thank you, faithful Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Hallelujah. We are in the month of February, and God has been good to us as a people, in your family, as an individual, in your business, in your workplace. God has been good. And that's why every month we create an opportunity to thank Him specially, because He's been good. You must never be too busy to give thanks to God. Hallelujah. We're talking about Thanksgiving today, and since it's our year of supernatural advancement, I'm talking about Thanksgiving for advancement. Hallelujah. Thanksgiving for advancement. From the name Thanksgiving, we know that we're talking about giving of thanks. Thanksgiving is never complete without giving something. You can talk of thanks, but you can't talk of Thanksgiving if you remove giving out of it. So Thanksgiving, number one, means giving of thanks. Lord, I thank you. That is Thanksgiving. Lord, I appreciate you. That is Thanksgiving. But then number two, Thanksgiving is giving with thanks. There are many givings that are not coming from the heart. They are coming because the church requires it. Everybody's dancing, so you have to move your body somehow. God is very particular about your style of giving. Giving because everybody is doing it. Giving without thanks is not the same as Thanksgiving. So your giving must be with thanks. It must be with honor. It must be with adoration of the one who has done you good. In my own personal life, I have been a blessing to so many people. And I have seen people give thanks to me because of what I have done. Some have given without thanks. They ask you for 5,000, you are only able to afford 2. So they just say thanks. But you can see that it is without thanks. Now the problem many times is that so many people are entitled. They do not know the sacrifice you had to make to even give the 2,000 you gave. Love is not in the amount, it is in the sacrifice it went through to give what it gave. So thanksgiving must have giving and it must have thanks. Without those two elements, everything you are giving is a complete waste. Not every giving of thanks gets to heaven. Hallelujah. The reason God keeps reminding us about the need to give thanks is because many other things we do without this element of giving thanks is a complete waste. I read a scripture, it will shock you. You know, particularly many of us that come to God with a big man attitude. It provides you 100K. You won't allow God to rest. And God was speaking to me. I'll read the scripture to you. You know, the truth is this. When God wants to speak to you, he has a word for it. And he was asking me a question. I don't know. You might have seen the scripture before. But let's read it. Psalm 50 and in verse 12. Psalm 50 and in verse 12. Let's read it together, everybody. One, two, go. Let's go again. Better. One, two, go. My God. The Lord says, son, consider that. If truly I was hungry, I will not need your help. For the world is mine. If God asks you to give, it's not for his good. To prove to Israel that he is able to do all things, he rained down manna from heaven. He rained it down without any bakery, without any flour.
Hallelujah.
Instead of rain, manna just started falling from heaven. They said they wanted meat. He said, you want meat? He just spoke. And the winds of heaven began to gather quails together. Maya bakala barada. This God. And the wind so blew that they got the geographical coordinate of where the Israelites were. The wind knew that they had left Egypt. The wind knew their location yesterday, but indeed they had left. The quails gathered together where the children of Israel were. Listen, child of God. Stop giving with bragging. Start giving with cheerfulness, with appreciation. Then it was also in the course of the week the Lord said to me, said, do you know that there are many words I use to demand your thanksgiving? I say, appreciate me. I say, exalt me. I say, glorify me. They all mean, they have subtle differences in their meaning. But there's a way you can give that will not glorify God. You come to share a testimony of something that has been done. But by the end of the testimony, we feel that your pastor is powerful. We do not feel that your God is powerful. You have not glorified God. He said, what I told you was, go and glorify me. A true testimony is one that when men have heard it, they say, God be praised. They do not say, I need to see pastor after the service for my own prayer. Many things we do in church, God does not get due credit because we do not understand. He says, when I say exalt me, what do you think it means? To exalt one is to lift it up. Right? And exalt me means that when you are done with what you are doing, everybody around you must feel that I am higher than the highest. I am greater than the greatest. If after listening to you, whether it's singing or speaking or anything, some people think that under some circumstances, in some situations, Amadioa could be more powerful than God. You have not exalted God. I think it was T.L. Osborne many years ago that went to, I believe it was India. And when he got there, they were fighting against him. That he came to pull their gods down. That he came to drag their God in the mud. You know what he said to them? He said, I didn't come to pull your God down. I came to lift mine up. Your work, my work in thanksgiving is to lift Jesus up, is to exalt his holy name, making his name bigger than the biggest. Now listen, there's nothing you can do to reduce the power of his name, but there's something you can do to lift up the name before those that are with you. That's your role. You can't pull down his name, you can lift it up. Higher than in reality it is. But in your life and in the life of those around you, you can do something to exalt his name. Come on, give him some praise this morning. God does not need your praise to be who he is. But you need that praise to make him who he is in your life. If you are not receiving a miracle, it doesn't mean that God is no longer a miracle worker. It just means in your life, you are not receiving what you are supposed to be receiving. So at the end of the day, thanksgiving is for you. What do I mean by that? We're going to look at a few things thanksgiving does for us. Then we're going to look at a few ways we should give thanks. Number one, thanksgiving is for appreciation. We just said that. Thank you for what you have done in my life. Thank you because of what you have done for me. That is appreciation. Bible says one of the signs of the end of the world is that men will be unthankful. And I'm seeing it all around. People are ungrateful. People are unthankful. You see your friend that is in need, and you think, this is my friend. You make the mistake of showing him your fish pond. Now, it's not only going to go behind you to kill all the fishes there. It's going to negotiate the sale of the pond so that at the end of the day, you are now nothing. And that's what people take pride in. People are unthankful. May that not be you in the name of Jesus. So, appreciation is one value that thanksgiving has. When you dance before God, when you show your praises to him, when you start your prayer by saying, thank you, Lord, you are appreciating him. Bible tells us in Psalm 50 verse 23. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me. So when you praise God, you are showing him appreciation. But thanksgiving is also for multiplication. Jesus showed us the strategy for multiplying things in our lives. John chapter 6, you remember the story of Jesus Christ's disciples? Of course, they were somewhere and they were hungry and there was no food. Have you ever been in a situation of lack? There was no food. And the disciples came to him, John chapter 6, in verse 9. Now, Andrew was talking here. He said, there's a lad here which has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. But what are they among so many? In verse 10, and Jesus said, make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place. So the men sat down in number about 5,000. I don't know if it was a coincidence that there were just 5 loaves for 5,000. One per thousand. In verse 11, now let me be frank with you, the situation here was not a palatable one. If you are a father or you are a leader, you know that right here, there's despondency. It's the pain of a father not to be able to provide for his home. Definitely they needed a miracle. They needed this little they had to be multiplied. Let's see what Jesus did in verse 11. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe that if you were in that situation, you would have said, Lord, multiply this sea. Lord, multiply. Lord, multiply. Then after some time, you start saying, multiply, 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 multiply. All that Jesus did was to give some thanks, quality praise. I will show you another situation when he gave thanks, but in this case, multiplication. The things you have can multiply by thanksgiving. The little you have can become plenty if you learn to give thanks before distribution. Say, sir, my salary is not enough. You think God does not know that? But before you take a penny out of it, give thanks. That was what Jesus did here. Then you say, I don't know how I'm even managing the salary. Now, that is what happens. You can't explain the technology that makes five loaves to be enough for 5,000. I prophesy over your life. As you begin to give thanks today, that salary that was not enough, it will be more than enough. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Father, I thank you for the job I currently have. And I thank you for the salary that is coming in. I pray as I deploy this for the needs in my life, make it more than enough. I thank you because you have done it. Oh my God. Let your thanks be more than your request. Many times we want to calculate with God. Calculation does not work with God. Even the two fishes, sir. How do you think Jesus, because the Bible says he gave it to his disciples, then his disciples gave it down. So he must have so divided the two fishes into very, very small pieces and asked the disciples to take it. Let me tell your neighbor, sometimes you need to be stupid to be a disciple. I mean, now if you were there that day, you saw the whole crowd. And Jesus gives you a little and says, go and share. Won't you look at him and say, can wine, minister? And say, Baba, what is this? I'm sure some of us would have said, if this thing can increase, why doesn't it increase in your hand to mine? So after the, at least I know that I'm sharing what has increased. At what point it increased, we don't know. But the disciples just noticed that the little they had was enough. No matter what little you have, I pray that it will be enough. Amen. It's not about what men have. It's about what God permits them to do with what they have. There are people that are earning a lot, but sicknesses in their lives will not allow them to spend it well. I pray for you one more time in the name of Jesus. May what you have be enough. Amen. So Jesus needed multiplication and he deployed appreciation. Number three is manifestation. Say with me, manifestation. In this case, Lazarus was dead. John chapter 11. Lazarus was a friend of Jesus Christ. Jesus loved him so much. Can the friend of Jesus die? Yes. Can someone that Jesus loves experience a setback? Yes. Lazarus died. John chapter 11, bring verse 41 up. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. Now, that's very deep, isn't it? He said, he didn't say, I thank you because you are about to hear me. I thank you because you have heard me. It means that he had deployed the power that works inside him. Already he has seen in his spirit that Lazarus will rise. But he said, Father, I thank you. When was the last time you thanked God for hearing you? You know how many times when it's time to praise, Maybe before prayer, you just do it. Thank you. Thank you for today. Thank you for everything. Thank you. Now, oh Lord, I'm about to start the prayer. What did you do before then? Then when you're about to finish, you just say, Lord, I thank you for answering prayer in Jesus' name. So, all that praises do is to get one line at the beginning, one line at the end. But the request in between is very heavy. Jesus, he loved to thank God. I think if we change our minds too, and we begin to thank him, we will see a lot of manifestations. Who does thanksgiving when somebody is already dead? The situation was not palatable. Many times in your life, when you will need to thank God, the situation will not be palatable. And yet, it says, in all things. I didn't hear that. Did he hear in all things? All things. In all things. Not outside of all things. In all things. Give thanks. You can enjoy more manifestations of God if you can learn to praise more. Lord, thank you for the doings of your power. Thank you for your mighty grace. Thank you for your mighty deliverance. Thank you. Can somebody just say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
One more time, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Is it coming to your mind already? Situations in your life where you need manifestations and you need to deploy the power of thanksgiving. Then God talks about exemption and thanksgiving. What's the power of thanksgiving in deliverance? Exempting you from evil. Bible tells us in Psalm 50 verses 14 and 15. Psalm 50 verses 14 and 15. Offer unto God thanksgiving. Pay thy vows unto the Most High, and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, if you see verse 15 there, it said, and, everybody say, and. Again.
And.
Now, it's been some time I did English last. But that word and, if I remember very well, is a conjunction, right? It joins a previous sentence or phrase with another one, which means whenever you see and, both what was before and what is about to come are related. So in verse 14 it says, offer unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High. Then he said, and call upon me. In other words, because of this, call upon me. As a result of this, after this, call upon me. Hallelujah. You know, there are many believers, many of us were just ignorant and naive. Whether the ignorance is deliberate or not, ignorance is ignorance. Some people say it's not important to give. I just read to you at the beginning, God said, if I was hungry, I would not need you. I would not tell you about it. But here he says, offer your thanksgiving and call upon me in the day of trouble. Then you will see whether I will make a difference between those who have been offering their thanksgiving or not. You don't start thanking in the day of trouble. You thank him ahead of the day of trouble, and then in the day of trouble, you call upon him. A lifestyle of thanksgiving is what qualifies you for a call on the day of trouble. Offer thy thanksgiving unto God and call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will answer you. And because I already know you, I know that when there was no problem, you thanked me. Now when I answer you in the day of trouble, I know you will glorify me. If you can't thank him when there's no problem, you won't thank him when there's problem. And many of you are owing God. You are doing what? They can't talk now. because they know they are owing God. You know, there's unbelievers. They are very quick to make vows. If you do this for me, God. But that's the end of the vow. It's just a promise. If you do this for me, God, I will come before your congregation and roll on the floor. Then God does it. I say, Baba, what even happened to me when I said I will roll on the floor? I think what I will just do is to just come and say, God did this for me. And then you say it, and God says, yeah, you have shared the testimony. But you know there was something you said you will do. Pay your vow. Do what? Pay your vows so that God does not make you pay for your vows. It's very important. It says, pay your vows to the Most High. What have you promised God? What have you told Him that you will do? Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. I love that so much. He says, and call upon me in the day of trouble. God is giving the assurance to thanksgivers that they will enjoy priority service in the day of trouble. And call upon me in the day of trouble. Then, in Luke chapter 17, verses 11 to 19, you can read it later. We know the story of the lepers. Jesus healed them. And while they were on their way, they found that they were healed. And the Bible tells us that one of them came back to give thanks. One of them came back. It's always like that in life. Many of us go, if only Jesus was alive, I would have been washing his clothes. I would have been doing rababa for him every day. Oh, 10 were healed, only one came back. And guess what? The only one that came back was a Samaritan. The one that everybody in those days felt was not spiritual. Can I tell you the people that appreciate the most? They are the people we consider not spiritual. Say amen.
Amen.
Is somebody with me? You know, as believers, we have this entitlement mentality. You sin against God. You know you have messed up. The next thing you hear is lakabo, shibrakobo, babrakobo, krabapopo. Let me tell your neighbor, you cannot repent in tongues. Kataboto boto, lakab, uibamato boto boto kak. You can never repent it with tongues. Lord, I have sinned against you. Forgive me. But we just come with this attitude that because we have been washed with the blood of the Lamb, we can be playing with sand. No. If you sin, you obey the principle. You come and repent and allow God to forgive you. So it's the same thing. You know, the Jews, Jesus healed the evil, the lepers. They say, is it not our brother? Who else should he heal? If he doesn't heal me, who else should he heal? But the Samaritan said, it's not my brother. It's not my brother. He came out and said, and Jesus said, what they are not then healed? Where are they that they are not found to give praise to God? Do you know, as Jesus is in church with us this morning, he thought you would come and share your testimony. He thought when everybody was dancing, your dance would have been more. He thought when people were giving, instead of the money you put aside for cold stone after service, he thought you would drop everything in the basket. They said, Lord, what you did for me? But he said, no, God understands. You give 1,000 for offering, 5,000 for cold stone. Please don't come when things are cold in your life. The comparison is there. It's not like saying, no, God does not think. Is it that you don't read your Bible? Didn't you hear what he said in Malachi? He said, the things you bring to me, go and give your governor. and see whether your governor will be happy with you. He said, God does not compare. God does not consider. Are you okay? God doesn't consider. In the days of the old Naira, the ones you bring to church are the ones that the fuel attendant has rejected. They say, no, we can't take this money. Don't worry. We'll take it to church. We'll take it to church. And God was asking Malachi, he said, you bring blind animals for sacrifice, that after all they will be killed. After all they will be, God said, you bring blind animals to me for sacrifice. You say he doesn't see. Okay, I will show you that I see. I pray that the Lord will help us. When this person came and said thank and gave thanks to Jesus, Jesus now looked at him. Now please listen. By this time they were all healed of their leprosy. So Jesus looked at him and said, you are made whole. So thanksgiving brought perfection. The thanksgiving brings appreciation. Thanksgiving guarantees multiplication. Thanksgiving is the route to manifestation. Thanksgiving offers exemption from evil. Now, thanksgiving provokes perfection. Everybody else was healed. He was perfected. There's always something on top for he that can give thanks. Always something on top. Now sometimes I send my daddy credits. There's a daddy thing. Then he will use the credits to now call me and start praying. Now, daddy, you are not finishing the credits on prayers. Has it happened to you before? Do you see the same thing within with your parents? Those generations, it looks like they don't make them no more. He will pray and pray and pray and pray until the credit is almost finishing. Then you now look like, say, I need to do some more for this man. Do you get? But the generation of today, except you deliberately train them, my children, I don't allow, you eat my food, you say thank you. You say thank you. You don't say thank you, it comes with punishment. Are you with me? Now they understand how to say thank you. If I give you something as my child, you don't say thank you, I collect it back. Because if I don't train you in the house, you're going to do it to God. You just collect and not say thank you. You just collect. And how many evil adults have been collecting without saying thank you? You say, Lord, you know my heart. You know that in my heart I've been saying thank you. You see, all those 9 lepers too, in their heart they were saying thank you. Only that Jesus wanted them to say it with their mouth. If he has done you good, let your appreciation be loud. So he perfects what he has started. He makes it beautiful. He makes it good when we thank him. And then lastly, thanksgiving can provoke divine visitation. You remember the story of King Solomon in 1 Kings chapter 3? This was for advancement. You can read there later, verses 3 to 15 or thereabout. Solomon gave offerings, sacrifices. He gave a lot of sacrifices that in the night God had to appear to him. What do you want? Did you remember in Psalm 50 where we read in verse 14 where it says, offer thy thanksgiving? The word offer is also used in conjunction with sacrifices. You offer sacrifices. So it says, offer your thanksgiving. So we can say thanksgiving is a type of sacrifice. So when Solomon offered his sacrifice, he was thanking God. And God said, what do you want? I won't go into all that he said, but God visited him. You need a visitation in your life, give him plenty thanks. Shout hallelujah. The last point I want to raise there is that thanksgiving is an admonition. Come on, say ammunition. Let me look at your neighbor and say to them, ammunition. That demon is a weapon of warfare. Jehoshaphat had to fight a battle, and all they had to do was to be singing praises to God. Singing praises to God. One day, one of God's servants looked at me and said, the Lord told him that there was some people, they wanted to destroy me. Said the Lord told him that. I didn't see it. God didn't tell me, but he said the Lord told him that they wanted to fight me and destroy me, but that the reason they are not winning is because of my plenty times. Now, sincerely, I don't know how to do many things, but I thank God. If you have ever been in the car with me, we don't move until we have said thank you. In my house, we already have a cliche. The moment I say thank you, Jesus, all the children say thank you, Lord. Anyone that does not know how to say thank you, Lord, in my house is not part of the family. We need to check him up. Thank you, Jesus. In fact, we even have a way we say it. We don't just say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I've said it so many times that I don't think about it. Whether we want to start the car, we want to lay down, we drink water. I don't know how many times in a day. Because the psalmist said, 7 times a day will I praise you. I am very confident that I beat him to that every day. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Let it be a part of your life. You complain too much. Jehoshaphat won by the weapon of thanksgiving. Your warfare weapon, your weapon of victory is your thanksgiving. Come and shout hallelujah. Make it regular. But I thank God. No, it's not enough. We make this once a month because we want you to take note of it. Of course, we thank God every Sunday, but then we do this special one. We want you to make it regular. God is always good to you. He's always good to your family. If you think well, you will thank well. Somebody said to me the other day, said, count your blessings and they will count. God is good. To the glory of God, all my children, I can't remember when last we had to admit any of them. No. It's the goodness of the Lord that we are not consumed. As a pastor, God has been good to us in this church. Look at, we just had a baby. We are fruitful. If you are clapping, clap very well. Yes, hallelujah. You know, somebody will say, I don't like these people. They're always excited in the presence of their God. The question I'll ask you is, so where should I be excited? When you people take kai kai and you are behaving, do I complain? When you take cigarette and take all those things that give you, that make you feel high, do we talk about it? It's okay to feel high in the presence of the Most High. Amen. It's okay to feel high in the presence of the Most High. It's okay to be excited. Make it regular. Make it a lifestyle. Oh, that thing God did for me, in my mind, I've been thanking him since, so just that I've not had the time to thank him properly. You can't be forgetting. Make it a lifestyle. When you kneel down at night, let your mind run a mental check of all the things he did during the day, and then go one by one. Listen, it is better to thank him for everything than not to thank him and request for many things. It's better to thank him for everything than to request for many things. It is better to thank him for everything than to request for many things. Pastor, how do I thank God? Very simple. Number one, by mentioning to God what he has done. How many of you know that that's thanksgiving? When you mention back to God what he has done. Father, I thank you for delivering me from that car accident. The car almost somersaulted. And somebody said, do you think God did not know that the car almost somersaulted? So that's what I'm telling him. You know, many of you don't have a father-son or father-daughter relationship with God. Do you know how lovers talk? You are not in love if you are not talking, no? Praise God. Do you know what I'm talking about? If what you are doing in your time together is to take ice cream, that's why all these people are of this generation. They just want to take suya and ice cream. Suya and ice cream. That's what they want. No talking. That's not relationship. Baba, I thank you today. I almost had an accident. That driver was sleeping. But as I just looked at his face, I saw that. That's prayer. I saw that he was sleeping. I tapped him. He woke up. He almost lost control of the steering. But somehow he was able to regain it. That's the reason I've come to thank you. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for delivering me. You can't thank him for 5 days and 20 minutes have not passed. That's what makes richness in prayers. Telling God, mentioning to God the things he has done for you. How he has lifted you. How he has redeemed your soul from destruction. How he has blessed your family. How he has opened doors for you. Do you know how many doors you have entered into? You can't explain why, but you have not gone to the one who does the things you cannot explain. You just keep seeing opening doors and enter. Orabata, orefon labata, oyobeti. Choma boyo binu kusi beni. And I say that to people that don't understand Yoruba. You just see open door, you put your head. You just see open door, you put your head. Then the way doors even open to me, even me, I cannot explain it. Are you not a believer? You just want to rip God of all the credit. You talk to your people, the way doors open for me, even me, I cannot explain it. Is it too much in your mouth to say, the way doors open for me, only God must have been informed? Is that difficult for your mouth? You say it's a corporate setting. God is not in the corporate setting. You will be shocked the day your MD mentions God. Then God will remind you that you, small boy, that we are still pushing to become a manager. You say, God is too big in your mouth because it's corporate setting. But your MD is saying, I thank God for this company. Then guilt will not allow your heart to settle. Mention to God what he has done. Number two, mention to people what God has done. We call that testimony. David looked at Saul. He said, when I was keeping my father's flock, a bear came, then a lion came, said, I killed them all. He said, the same me that killed them all, this Philistine shall be like one of them. And when he got before the Philistine, Goliath looked at him and said, who is the father of this boy? Let him come and carry this boy. They even told David before he went, he said, hey, you are a boy, but this man has been a warrior from his youth. Then David said, you come against me with sword and all of the things, but I come against you in the name of the Lord, the God of Israel, whom you have defied. Then he ran at his problem and he brought his problem down. With thanksgiving, you tell people what God has done. They say, why are you always telling us what God has done? They don't know. It's your own strategy. It's your own strategy. God has been good to me. He said, tell it in the congregation of the brethren. Many years ago, a lady in Abuja church then, many years ago, said, I've never shared testimony in my life. I looked at her like this. And you're already old. You already have a child and you have never shared a testimony in your life. Let's even say God has not done anything. Even when you had this child, you didn't share a testimony. Is it compulsory to share a testimony? It's not compulsory. In fact, in the law of Moses, he said, go and show yourself to the priest. Go and show yourself. Let it be a part of you that you want to exalt God. You want to glorify God. You want to appreciate God. You can do all three. I'm here this morning to thank God. That is appreciation. Is God is able to do all things? That is exaltation. I thank him because he took this shame out of my life. That is glorification. Share testimony of his doings in your life. Number three, sing and dance. That way you can give thanks to God. How? Say, I don't know how to dance. Check your body. We were somewhere yesterday, and my children, they always say they don't know how to dance. So we had grandma's birthday yesterday, and grandma said, if they dance, she will give them money. Come and see moves. So I've tackled them. They say, oh, so if you see money, you can arrange your body. I don't know how to dance. But if when you were in the world, you'll be shaking your head, but you don't know how to dance. My friend, sing and dance unto the Lord. In your house, play music and dance to the Lord. Set up a spiritual atmosphere and give quality praise to God. Say the 10 minutes we do in church is not enough. Do that in your house. Does it have to be in the church? Listen, you don't yet have a spirit of thanksgiving if you need external music before you can dance. A truly grateful man will create his own music. Sing and dance unto the Lord. David danced as a king. His wife, who was not a king, said, why are you doing this? You know what I found? People God has exalted, they don't have a problem giving him praise. They are the people that have not received anything. They say, does it really have to? How can a big man like this be doing like this? And he said, it's because you can't dance. That, and your father cannot dance. That was why he took the kingdom away from your father and gave to me that can dance. Do you know what? I will even do more than this. This is the one that is giving you a problem. Wait for the next level. I'm adding some new dance steps to my dance now. Praise God! You know, I so dance. God, I dance a lot. My wife has copied my dance steps. She will be mimicking me that I don't know how to dance. That's your problem. But now she has copied my dance steps. She knows how to do it. Let me tell you something. God is not waiting for your sonorous voice. He just needs to hear your voice. I don't have a singing voice. God knows what he didn't give you. He just wants to hear praises through what he gave you. Don't go and before when you and God are alone. Son, I didn't give you this one. You are before God. You know what he has done for you. They say, God, can you? He says, calm down. If you continue this way, I'm going to ask Angel Gabriel to assign one angel to be listening to you. I can't say, can you? Give him praise in your language, brother. He says, yeah, that way. Oh, Lord, you marry you like Jebe. But do well. They say, God! Paul said, I will praise God with understanding. That thing you are not doing is not understanding. That thing you are doing is not understanding. I will praise him with understanding. So you're going to say, Father, we were 1,000 that applied for it. I thank you that you praise him in the language you are able to express yourself the most. Because praise is his expression. Say, thank you, sir. What did I do for you? The language I want to use, I do not do it in your language so that you can express yourself better. Sing that. Must we sing? Yes. Must we dance? Yes. Glory to God. Lastly, before I stop, give to others. How do I thank God? By giving to others. The way God has distributed the economy of the world is that he has channels through which he distributes his resources to the rest. He has what? One way to acknowledge and appreciate him for being a channel is that you distribute properly. So when you help somebody, you are thanking God. He that lendeth to the poor, what does he do? And that which he has given, it shall be given back to him. If you lend to the poor, you give to the Lord. There are many of you, you have been eating your food alone. You have been drinking your water alone. Everything you have is alone. Me, my family, and I. It's not a life of thanksgiving. You know the life of thanksgiving? You share your bread to those that don't have. You have what to eat for the next 6 months. Somebody doesn't have what to eat tomorrow. Share some. It's not, don't share everything so that you now will not begin to look up for who will now come. But share some. Share some. Some of your clothes that you are not using again, share them. It's not everything you will say, I must sell them. Praise God that you sell some, but learn to give. Learn to give those that have not eaten. Sponsor a child in school. You know, with 20,000, you can sponsor a child. With 100,000 for a whole session, you can sponsor somebody in the university. You want to be a part of it? Come and see me after service. Just something. That's the way to thank God. And you know what? Little by little, upgrade the hand you are extending to. Say this year, 2023, I'm going to sponsor somebody in primary school. Next year, I'm going to secondary school. The year after, I'm getting to the university. And then the year after, I begin to increase the number of people that I sponsor. People don't have food to eat. Be a part of God's agenda in giving them something to eat. I see the Lord increasing you. I see the Lord advancing you. Bible tells us, he giveth seed to the sower. Have you read that before? Do you think you know the meaning? Let me explain it to you. Who is a sower? The person that gives, right? Now listen very well. A sower is the person that gives, right? At what point does God bless the sower? Normally you would think it is after he has given, right? But God says, even the seed that he's going to give, God then begins to give him. Because he gives seed, not harvest. You didn't get that? He gives seed to the sower. So, at the end of the day, both what he gives and what he receives, they are from God. He gives seed to the sower. If you are interested and you say, Lord, I want to be a sower, you have just qualified yourself for the seed. A sower will not lack seed to give. And of course, the moment he gives, he introduces his seed into God's multiplying process, God's multiplication agenda. God then multiplied the seed soon. Ah, you didn't get that. It says, He gives seed to the sower, and then he multiplies the seed sown. It's so deep. Let me show you that scripture. 2 Corinthians is so deep. I don't have the time to explain it today. But I'm sure that as you go up, God will give you more understanding where is that scripture. Oh, it's on the screen. 2 Corinthians 9:10. Now he that ministereth seed to the sower. He ministers what? Again? So you know we said he gives seed to the sower. King James says he ministers seed to the sower. He said both minister bread for your food and what? So God at the beginning gives the seed. At the end, multiplies the seed. Life will not balance. That's, they will compute. They won't be able to see the secret of the sower. I said, where is he getting the seed? God. I thought you said that it is only when you give that God multiplies. I said, go and sit down there. The first time I gave, he multiplied it. Then when I said, Lord, I want to give, but I don't have. He brings it back. He said, yeah, son, you know, I will multiply you at the end. But take what you will give me to multiply. It's such a righteous God. The moment you are interested in what he's interested in, he reroutes blessings to your direction. If you eat the seed, there will be nothing to multiply. Let's go to another one. He has displayed the mistake of common men. But if you prove faithful, that what he has provided, Bible say he will multiply the seed. So rise to your feet this morning. I'm going to give you about 2 minutes to give him quality thanks. Before you start doing kalaba kalaba, listen for a moment. Can you think? Just think. Just think. Just think. Just think. Have you thought properly? Amen. You know, I said earlier that you shouldn't repent in tongues because you won't be able to express yourself. Tongues is without understanding. Eh? So you need to repent in the language where you can say, I'm sorry. What other area I believe that you will do better in the language you understand rather than tongues is thanksgiving. Are you with me? So when you want to thank him, you know what he has done. Use understanding so that you can say it well. But when you say grebo cabra, bro, you don't even know what you are saying. So when God says you have not given me thanks because of what I did, you can say, Lord, yesterday I thought I gave you thanks. Do you know what you are saying? Krabba, krobo. No, you don't know what you are saying. But you want to know what you are saying. Praise God. Have you not properly thought of what he has done? In the next 1 to 2 minutes, let your voice be very loud and give him thanks now.
We do hope you have been blessed by the word. This is Living Impact Christian Center, a place of the living and life-giving word. For further inquiries, counseling, and sponsorship details, visit our website, www.licc.church, or call us on 070-3807-7727. You're warmly welcome to be part of our weekly service at Vitaphone Building, 2nd floor, 23 Association Avenue, off Obani Koro bus stop, Ilupeju, Lagos. I give it to you, I give it to you. It's all yours. My love, my life, my everything. I give it to you, I give it to you.